Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number one of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website are completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So, to start things out here tonight, there are two major Supreme Court-related cases. And one of them is a little bit of good news. The other one is maybe a little more than a bit of bad news. So, I know, Mark, you like the good news first. So, Gardner, go ahead and fill us in on what happened in the Supreme Court in regards to, I believe, McCain-Feingold.
That's right.
Which is legislation that was passed, I think, a couple years ago now.
Yes,
that
I remember, yeah.
More, amongst other campaign restrictions, included restrictions that said that certain groups could not purchase advertising
right.
within, what was it, 60 or 90 days or something like that
you
of the election. So pretty much if you didn't do your advertising 6 months out, you couldn't do it 2 months out or 1 month out or anything like that.
60 days versus 60 days and 90 days, general election and primaries, sort of thing.
Which, of course, everybody knows that that's the hot time to advertise.
Sure.
I mean,
right.
that's how advertising works. You got to get at people the top of people's minds. You have to have your issue top of mind. And if not, then they're not going to be thinking about it at election time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it all stems, actually, should get a little background on this. It all stems from a 1970s ruling called Buckley v. Valeo. That was Bill Buckley's brother who was running for Senate in New York. And Buckley's brother, they had placed some restrictions after the Nixon problems. They placed some restrictions. Congress had placed restrictions on how much money could be given to certain candidates and spent in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Supreme Court ruled that private donations to campaigns could not be regulated because that had to do with individual free speech.
Okay.
And also,
they must have overturned that.
Right. Well, sort of. Private expenditures could not be restricted either. So if you were, for example, Ross Perot or Steve Forbes or someone like that, and you were self-funding your campaign, you could not be stopped because you were an individual. But if you were getting money from a group, say a political party or from a corporation or from a think tank or a private interest organization, you could be restricted. So the McCain-Feingold bill, and they put restrictions on how much corporations could donate and things like that. So the McCain-Feingold bill, what they did was they came out with all these restrictions on when you could advertise and what you could say in the advertisements. And McCain actually said on Meet the Press in 1997 when he was pushing this bill, he said to Tim Russert that to engage in criticism of him could be considered part of a political campaign and be subject to FEC, Federal Election Commission, regulation.
Wow.
And so, and I was stunned. I wrote that down. They passed the bill a few years later during the 2000s, and it became law. There have been numerous challenges. Today, it was a pretty big deal because it was one of these nonprofit organizations which had brought advertisements on naming particular individuals and criticizing their policies 60 days before an election, within the 60-day time period.
Now, hold on a second. Was it, I don't remember exactly correctly on the details of this, but did McCain-Feingold essentially make it so you couldn't criticize incumbents 60 days out, or was it anybody in the election?
You couldn't criticize anybody in an election. Yep. The deal was that you couldn't criticize somebody 90 days before a general election and 60 days before a primary. And that's the way they did it. You couldn't name names. You couldn't spend money. You couldn't speak in the media. So here is the ruling that came down today is kind of interesting. The Associated Press wrote about it. It says the Supreme Court loosened restrictions Monday on corporate and union-funded television ads that air close to elections, weakening a key provision of a landmark campaign finance law. Now, just to give you another little background, this whole thing started, as many federal laws do, in a completely different way. It started after Al Gore was making those phone calls from the White House using a White House credit card in 1996 or
I don't
something
remember
like
this.
That.
in particular.
Yeah, okay. Al Gore, and he actually admitted to it. It is a felony, and he could have been charged, but he said there was no controlling legal authority. In other words, nobody had ever been prosecuted on this, and they decided not to prosecute him. They were investigating the selling of the Lincoln bedroom, the Air Force One thing, and all those things. And then that morphed into campaign finance reform. And John McCain and Russ Feingold took it over. And then on the congressional side, it was Chris Shays and Marty Meehan from Connecticut and Massachusetts, respectively. So this thing passed, I think it was 2002, or it might have been 2001. Here's what happened today. The court split in a 5-4 decision. They upheld an appeals court ruling in favor of this organization, Wisconsin Life, Right to Life. It's a group that they said should have been allowed to air ads during the final 2 months before the 2004 elections. The law unreasonably limits speech, they said, and violates the group's First Amendment rights.
I love the presumption there that there is a reasonable limit to speech.
Yeah, well, interesting because... On the other side of it, you've got the other story where they say, oh, yeah, there are reasonable limits to speech,
yep,
and
we'll talk
about
that. It's
perfectly reasonable. So anyway, it says the case involved advertisements that Wisconsin Right to Life was prevented from broadcasting. The ads asked voters to contact the state's two senators, Democrats Russ Feingold and Herb Kohl, and urged them not to filibuster President Bush's judicial nominees. Feingold, a co-author of the campaign finance law, was up for re-election in 2004. Gee, I wonder who might have complained to the FEC. The provision in question was aimed at preventing the airing of issue ads that cast candidates in positive or negative lights, while stopping short of explicitly calling for their election or defeat. Sponsors of such ads have contended that they are exempt from certain limits on contributions in federal elections.
Hmm.
Chief Justice John Roberts, joined by his conservative allies, wrote a majority opinion upholding the court's the appeals court ruling. The majority itself was divided in how far justices were willing to go in allowing issue ads. This is the interesting thing. Three of the majority, Kennedy, Scalia, and Thomas, would have overruled the court's 2003 decision upholding the constitutionality of the provision. So basically what it says is it allows for issue ads. It says that... It says the constitutionality of the provision itself, of the McCain-Feingold thing, they would have struck down entirely, it looks like, Kennedy, Alito, and Scalia. They would have knocked down all of it. But it also looks like Roberts and Sam Alito said that the Wisconsin group's ads are not the equivalent of explicit campaign ads and are not covered by the court's 2003 decision.
Now, I know that McCain-Feingold in some way limited third parties from running or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Does this have anything to do with that?
No, not really. Basically, all this is the type of ad, if you can do an issue ad or not do an issue ad. And are issue ads allowed under McCain-Feingold, and was this an issue ad?
Okay.
And these guys upheld, yeah, it's an issue ad. They can do it. They weren't naming people explicitly to call for their defeat or their success. They can talk about the issues. They're upset about the issues, and that's allowed within.
So is it still restricted then for, say, Free Talk Live to buy an advertisement that says,
and
do not
critical.
Re-elect so-and-so?
Yes, it is. It is still restricted.
So really, this is just a tiny baby step back in the right direction.
Yeah, it's a fold within the whole thing. That's all it is.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. So
in that case, I would say it's more than balanced out by this other decision that they made today.
Oh, yes. The other one is truly something else.
This one's outrageous.
Yeah.
This one is from the AFP. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled today in favor of a school that suspended a student for brandishing a banner proclaiming bong hits for Jesus in one of the more bizarre recent free speech cases. The high school pupil Joseph Frederick had argued that the school principal had infringed his constitutional right to free speech by suspending him in January 2002 over his apparently pro-cannabis message. Now, if you recall, we certainly discussed free speech in government school often enough on this show, and when I was in government school, it was made very clear to me that there was no such thing as free speech on government school campus. So you would think, okay, well, was this gentleman, this young man, actually on school campus at the time? Turns out he was not. So now apparently the free speech controls of the school campus have been widened somewhat. The only question is, how wide are they? This article doesn't make it clear. We'll tell you more about the story on the way. You can take control as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed, but you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, so you can enjoy those on us. Some of those features include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. So enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com.
Pop quiz, what do Washington politics and libertarianism have in common? Very little. The Prometheus Institute at readpi.com is looking to make a real impact in Washington, not in 40 years, but right now. To find out what makes the Prometheus Institute different from all of the other flatwater political think tanks, visit readpi.com. That's readpi.com.
As we continue discussing a couple of the Supreme Court decisions that came out today, I know of only two of them. I don't know if there were more than that.
Hey, Ian, I wanted to mention before we move on to this bong hits for Jesus thing, you know, this McCain-Feingold ruling that came out, it's the tiniest little plus for some of these issue groups. And this Wisconsin Right to Life group has a lower court ruling upheld for them that said, oh, yeah, you know, you're doing issue ads. You're not saying explicitly whether somebody should be voted down or voted in. And within the parameters of the law, and that's all they did was vote within the parameters of the law, you should be allowed to do it. You know what John McCain said? He says, well, that's regrettable.
Yeah, regrettable that they can speak a little bit freer.
Of all things that they can talk about an issue before an election.
Well, people like John McCain and all the people that want to reform campaigns in a more controlling manner, they always use the excuse of there's too much money in politics. We've got to take the money out of politics. And
as though, you know, the running, what they're trying to do is take the money out of running for office. It's not like they're taking the money out of the lobbyists' hands. Lobbyists can do what they want, buy the politicians they want, and get away with it.
Sure.
Whether, these guys are largely unmonitored. They only get caught at the hugest slip-up when we're talking about millions and millions of dollars.
And even though these laws weren't written specifically, maybe what I was thinking earlier when I asked you about the incumbents, even though the laws weren't written specifically to target those who are challenging the incumbents,
it
does effectively pan out that way.
Absolutely.
Because incumbents have certain benefits that the challengers don't have. Incumbents, for instance, can send mail for free.
Yep.
And that's huge.
Direct mail
is so expensive. The postage is just, of course, keeps going up and up and up. But, I mean, the printing's one thing. The postage is a complete other thing. And so these guys can literally send out as much propaganda to support their campaign as they want to, all the while the other, the challengers, who might say to themselves, okay, well, direct mail, not worth it. Let's go television. People watch television. Let's get some ads on there. You know, it's a much more effective medium.
Sure.
You can really play with people's emotions.
Spectrum will get everybody out there.
Right. Yeah. So now they've effectively limited the types of advertising that can go on television.
Yeah.
They haven't limited the advertising in direct mail. That's because it's their game.
The politicians can call news conferences, and there's no problem that the news media will show up. And if these people want to get on the radio, hey, sometimes if somebody is not in office, they're going to have a harder time getting on, say, a political talk show or anything like that, because the people who host it might not be interested. But heck, if somebody has a news conference and they're bringing back pork to a particular constituency, there'll be photo ops and all sorts of things. They have all the propaganda tools in their hands.
So basically, that's what they're doing. They're sort of slowly whittling away at freedom of speech in regards to elections, and it's really only affecting the challengers. These guys aren't really being, the incumbents are not being affected.
Absolutely right. This Wisconsin Right to Life thing, these people can be very happy that they were able to get this done within the confines of basically being indentured servants in the United States and not being able to speak. They can sort of mumble through the gag. And two things that really annoy me about this. When McCain was first running in the Republican primary, I went down to our school in Amherst, and there was some pinhead standing there with a McCain sign. So I challenged this woman. I was like, well, look, if you're there supporting this guy, you can obviously defend his McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill. And she's like, I was like, let me ask you a question. How do you think Thomas Paine's Common Sense could have been written and disseminated if the campaign finance laws that John McCain has put forward existed back in the late 1700s? There's no possible way, because they had to spend money on getting it written.
Mm-hmm.
Paine was paid for it by a doctor. Then they had to print it. Then they had to disseminate it, and it went into a second printing. That document, that formative document in American history, would not exist if John McCain had lived back then.
There's
no way.
Underground.
Yeah, and then I met John McCain in 1999 at this guy's house, one of our state representatives, And it's really hot in there. He finishes talking. They're asking questions, so I raise my hand. I got the first question. I said, Senator McCain, you've said...
You won't do that again.
Right. Oh,
they,
yeah.
They regretted asking you to speak.
Oh, it was funny. I don't think he expected what I was going to ask. I said, Senator McCain, you've been quoted as saying that to engage in criticism of you could be considered to be part of a campaign and could be subject to FEC regulation. And he tried to stop me.
Right.
And he says, well, I never, and I was like, well, you said that in August of 1997 on Meet the Press. You know, I had him quoted because I had written about it, and
they've
took it down.
They've been talking about since then regulating blogs. Using that same excuse that, if a blog goes on the Internet and criticizes one candidate, that's an in-kind contribution, and it's worth X amount of dollars, and it must be reported, and et cetera.
They look at it totally top-down. This guy has the audacity to try to lie to me in front of, 100 people in this room where it's, 90-something degrees in August of 96 or something like that. I can't remember, July. And he goes, well, I didn't. I said, yeah, you said this in August of 97. He goes, well, the bill has changed since then. And I was like,
yeah, you should read
it. It hasn't substantially changed at all. You know, it might have.
We changed an and to a thee.
What a jerk.
Or.
Oh, and then later we sort of pass by each other and you know, we're sort of forced to shake hands with each other. And he has the gall to say to me, we really should have more people like you at these things. I'm like, dude, if we had more people like me at these things, you'd be flipping burgers at a burger joint in Arizona in a rest home.
Yes.
Go away.
Mm-hmm. Did you actually say that to him?
No, but I wish I
should.
That
would have been awesome. 1-800-259-9231.
And you would have summarily been kicked out.
Yeah. So here's the other story from the Supreme Court. Joseph Frederick had argued that the school principal had infringed his constitutional right to free speech at his school in Alaska by suspending him in January of 2002 over his apparently pro-cannabis message, which was bong hits for Jesus. He had a banner, and he was holding it outside of his school. We'll continue this here. In a 5-3 decision, the Supreme Court found that schools, quote, may take steps to safeguard those entrusted to their care from speech that can reasonably be regarded as encouraging illegal drug use. Quote, we conclude that the school officials in this case did not violate the First Amendment by confiscating the pro-drug banner and suspending the student responsible for it. The ruling written by Chief Justice John Roberts said, Frederick was 18 when he displayed his huge banner just outside of school grounds, and I think that's the most important part in this case, at Juneau, Alaska, in front of television cameras as the Olympic flame passed in front of a crowd. Principal Deborah Morse was not amused by Frederick's linkage between Jesus and a bong. I'm pretty sure she would have been amused if it had just been a bong banner and didn't involve Jesus. But nonetheless, she took away the banner and suspended Frederick from school for 10 days. This woman crossed the street. She was on the school property. He was not. She crossed the street, snatched the banner, his private property, from his hand, and then proceeded to go back onto school grounds. And the Supreme Court is now backing up the school. This guy was not even on school property. More on the way. You can take control. We'll talk about how this is going to destroy even more of your property rights and, of course, your free speech. It's Free Talk Live.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is a fat loss patch. The fat loss patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the fat loss patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bylo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, over 1,350 pages, created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's totally free. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At keepyourassets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to keepyourassets.net. And take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's keepyourassets.net. Now, I actually did a little bit of looking during the break, and I found a more detailed article on this Bong Hits for Jesus story, because the other one was really just a quickie.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get some more quotes from some of the judges in this case. By the way, the other article said it was a 5-3 ruling. This one claims it was a 5-4 ruling against free speech. And I would also argue against private property rights, though I guess the issue was a speech issue in front of the court.
Yeah, maybe one of the justices was stoned, you know? Who knows?
I don't know.
I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was caught sleeping on the job, so you never know, man.
Here's what happened, though. The Supreme Court has slapped down, as the article puts it, a high school student's Bong Hits for Jesus banner, saying that they can absolutely restrict free speech when the message seems to advocate illegal drug use. And it doesn't really necessarily say that there's a certain, like a certain zone. You know how, for instance, when you go into the area of a school, you might see a sign that says drug-free school zone? Like, they have these 1,000-foot radiuses that surround schools and parks and certain areas, or churches, for instance. So I don't think they really bring that into the case here. They just make the statement that if your speech is advocating illegal drug use, then bureaucrats have the ability to shut it down. Chief Justice John Roberts said, quote, the message on Frederick's banner is cryptic. This, again, the young man, 18-year-old, who unfurled a large banner that said, Bong Hits for Jesus, across the street from his school. But the school principal who suspended him, quote, thought the banner would be interpreted by those viewing it as promoting illegal drug use, and that interpretation is plainly a reasonable one, said Roberts in the majority opinion. In a concurrence, two justices said the court's opinion goes no further than speech interpreted as dealing with illegal drug use. Quote, it provides no support for any restriction that goes to political or social issues, they said. So their rationale is, well, because drugs are illegal and we have the ability to restrict speech in support of drug use.
Because that's criminality. Actually questioning whether it should be legal or illegal is irrelevant. It's criminal, that's it, and so you can stop that sort of speech.
That's what they're saying, and so they're trying to make themselves sound better by saying, oh no, don't worry, we haven't touched any of the rest of the speech yet. You know, they haven't gotten to any of the other stuff yet, and this is classic Pastor Martin Niemöller here. You know, first they came for the communists. I wasn't a communist, so I didn't speak up. Then they came for the trade unionists. I wasn't a trade unionist. In this case, they're coming for those who would advocate the usage of illegal drugs.
Absolutely.
Right. Which is, you can make the comparison in this particular case to somebody who might advocate the use of illegal drugs to the McCain-Feingold ruling they just made and decided that, in fact, people that wanted to advertise certain issues before a campaign, it was illegal up until, you know, they just knocked that down. What if I spoke out against the McCain-Feingold bill? I could be in trouble legally.
Students in public schools don't have the same rights as adults, say they, but neither do they leave their constitutional protections at the schoolhouse gate. Oh, excuse me, that's what the court said in a speech rights ruling from the Vietnam era. The court has limited what students can do in subsequent cases, saying they may not be disruptive or lewd or interfere with the school's basic educational mission. So now, are they saying that students cannot say these things, or that everyone cannot say these things? I'm a little unclear on this. Frederick said his banner was a nonsensical message that he first saw on a snowboard. He intended it to proclaim his right to say anything at all. He displayed his handiwork on a winter morning as the Olympic torch made its way through Juneau, Alaska. And school principal Deborah Moore said the phrase was a pro-drug message. He denied he was advocating drug use and brought the lawsuit. Former independent counsel Ken Starr, whose law firm represented the school principal, called it a narrow ruling that should not be read more broadly. Taking issue with that, Stephen Shapiro, national legal director of the ACLU, said, quote, it's difficult to know what its impact will be in other cases involving unpopular speech. The Students for Sensible Drug Policy said it was sad that the court thought there should be a drug exception to the First Amendment. In their concurrence, Alito and Kennedy said that the decision, quote, goes no further than to hold that a public school may restrict speech that a reasonable observer would interpret as advocating illegal drug use. Okay, so that's the definition of the ruling, that a public school may restrict speech that a reasonable observer would interpret as advocating illegal drug use. But it very clearly, the story very clearly has pointed out that this young man was not on public school property. So then the question becomes, does the public school have the ability to restrict the speech of its students regardless of their location?
Yeah.
Or is it only when it's just across the street from the school? Or is it 1,000 feet away from the school? Is it 5 miles from the school? How far does this broad-reaching decision go?
It just says that free speech that affects its students. What if I want to say these things? It affects the students.
Good point. You know, the verbiage of this, that it's so blurry. There's no fine line anywhere here drawn in the sand. What do they mean by all that? And as you said, Ian, where does it stop? What kind of speech is bad? Is this the kind of speech that's bad, or is it another kind of speech that could be, somehow tied in? What if there's something else that happens to be out there that seems to be something that could be interpreted as being pro-drug?
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. It's amazing.
Nor does it address political or social issues such as the wisdom of the war on drugs or of legalizing marijuana for medicinal use, say some of the judges, dissenters. Stephen said the First Amendment protects student speech if the message itself neither violates a permissible rule nor expressly advocates conduct that is illegal and harmful to students. He says this nonsense banner does neither. Justice Stephen Breyer said the court should not have decided the First Amendment issue, but simply should have held that Frederick's claim for monetary damages because school officials had qualified immunity in carrying out their duties.
But Frederick,
who's now 23, said he later had to drop out of college after his father lost his job. The elder Frederick, who worked for a company that insures the Juneau schools, was fired in connection with his son's legal fight. So because his son took this to court, dad got canned. A jury recently awarded him in his dad some money in a lawsuit. So this really doesn't go into the detail that I would like to know. And now we may end up discovering how far some of these bureaucrats will interpret this. Because if the decision says that public schools may restrict speech that a reasonable observer would interpret as advocating illegal drug use, then that seems pretty wide-cutting to me. For instance, if I get on the airwaves and say, kids, you should smoke marijuana, then how is the public school going to come and restrict my speech? How is it going to do that?
Absolutely. What if this kid were to join in some public forum somewhere talking about drugs off school grounds,
mm-hmm.
or he called into a talk radio show, happened to give his first name, and they recognized who it was?
Yeah.
Are they gonna infringe on this guy's life that far, invade it that far, and say, oh, I'm sorry, this could have, as the court says, have some influence, some sort of influence, is all the court says it has to have.
Yeah.
Some sort of influence on the school policy, anti-drug policy. It's incredible. Where do you draw the line? That's so amorphous.
Right. In this case, it was the principal who crossed the street, grabbed his banner, and went back. Which, of course, also says that in the process of enforcing the freedom of speech, you'll be able to confiscate property. I mean, that's the unspoken part of this case, because they're backing up the principal's actions in the case. So, therefore, they are backing up theft, and they are backing up the destruction of freedom of speech. And so, in that case, will the school principal be the Keene School District superintendent be knocking on my door, demanding all of my radio equipment because I just advocated the kid should smoke marijuana? Now, I don't really think that's the case, but I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
Unbelievable. And there are a couple details about this. There's the principle you're talking about of government in the abstract going in, taking down this kid's private property when he's not even on government property. And then you've got the constitutional aspect of it, which for some crazy reason, the members of the Supreme Court haven't even paid attention to that, which is that it's not
drugs,
a federal
evil.
Issue.
Drugs are bad.
It's a state issue.
We need to protect kids from drugs. People talking about them now.
Oh.
Not just protect them from the drugs, but people talking about it. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on this case. And you can bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231, this is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle. The NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free that we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you shop through that link, Free Talk Live benefits. That's right. We get a percentage of your purchase. The prices are the same as if you entered through their front door. You're just coming through a secret Free Talk Live entrance that allows you to buy all the same products at all the same prices, get the free Super Saver shipping deals, and everything you normally get from Amazon. It's just that they cut us a percentage for sending them the business. So head in through amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done in their 41 categories of products. Huge selection. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We've got to go to the phones. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to George in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, George.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned about John McCain. That guy is the postage boy why we need to get rid of the 17th Amendment.
What's Amendment?
All right. It talks about, like, having U.S. senators elected by popular vote.
Yeah.
When the original intent of our founders is to have the state legislatures appoint the two U.S. senators to go to Washington.
Yeah, George, that was the one of the stepping points down in United States history right there.
I mean, because if we repeal that amendment, that'd be campaign finance reform in itself.
Now, how would you explain that to somebody who's just coming across this idea for the first time?
It's not exactly an easy one.
Right, to someone who says, well, that sounds pretty foreign. Why shouldn't I be able to vote for the senator that represents me? How would you explain why that's beneficial to people in the United States?
Well, because the state legislature is the government that's closest to us. And if they select an idiot, we'll vote the idiot out of office. I mean, our state legislature, everything's geared towards people, the government being closest to the people. U.S. senators are very distant. It's like having a super congressman.
It was also supposed to be that the senators were supposed to represent the state's interests, the various states themselves as entities, as abstract entities, and then the legislature, the House of Representatives, was supposed to be closest to the people. And when they made the United States senators voted in by popular vote, essentially the same way as the House of Representatives was, that removed, in many people's eyes, I don't know, it's debatable now. You can come up with a lot of examples, I think, where you can say, you know, it probably wouldn't make much difference. But a lot of people hold that that removed that layer of interest for the states themselves, where the state legislators would be voting, and those state legislators would be the ones who would be hearing from their constituents locally.
So instead of maybe representing state interests, now they're more interested in protecting their federal government power, maybe?
It's likely, yeah. I don't know how you feel about that, George, but, you know.
Well, you have, like, the War Powers Act, the National Security Act, the Federal Reserve Act, FDR's New Deal, you know. Like I say, if that 17th Amendment wasn't in place, the states could have kept FDR in check.
You know, that's a very interesting point. If you had state legislators and they knew that there was a bill that would have infringed on the real meaning of the First Amendment, which is that Congress shall make no law infringing on the infringing on the freedom of speech or of religion. And we know that states had speech and religion laws for a long time. Now, I'm not in favor of state speech or religion laws, but if we are supposed to be operating under this Constitution as it is written, supposedly, that's what all the politicians tell us, then at least we could have it that they don't have the federal government making religion laws or speech laws or anything like that. But they do that all the time. And the Supreme Court ruling on the bong hits for Jesus is a perfect example of it. They didn't cite the localities' interest in any of this stuff or a state law. It was, well, these drugs are federally illegal. Maybe if we didn't have that 17th Amendment in there, maybe the states would have stood up for their right to be able to do some of those federalist things that the founders had always said were so important.
So would you say, George, that the position of U.S. senator became more powerful after the 17th Amendment?
Yes, more of a powerful and more of a joke at the same time. Also, too, it's like the selection of judges. I mean, you wouldn't have these single-issue judges, like, are you for abortion, are you against abortion? You for gay marriage, you're against gay marriage, because the states will select the judges based on, would you look out for the state's interest in the Constitution?
Interesting points, George. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you bringing that up. 800-259-9231.
Can't say I'm an expert on the 17th Amendment.
I can't say I am either, but I can say I understand what George was saying.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
I wonder what the advantages are. It seems like a good thing to be able to vote on senators just on the surface, but I can't figure out why.
You know, I'd just rather flush the whole federal government altogether, and then we wouldn't even have to worry about the issue.
You got it.
Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
You know what was awesome about the Porcupine Festival up
Porcupine
there?
Porcupine Freedom Festival, yeah, where we were broadcasting from Saturday, yes.
Yeah, what was awesome was when I was actually asked to pose for photo opportunities by my fans. Yeah, now, anyway,
I think more people were actually talking about Tom being at Porkfest than they were talking about Ian or Mark being at Porkfest.
Yeah, people have recognized my voice. Here's a question for you. What is the northernmost county in New Hampshire?
Coas?
Is it Coas?
Go ahead, sir. Are they right?
Yeah, well, I was trying to trick you. You see, sometimes you get these flatlanders saying Coos County. Okay, and that, I was testing you people. Okay?
Well, Tom, I actually do that on purpose just to tick people off sometimes.
Anyway, and it's Milan, New Hampshire, not Milan, up there by Gorham. And another thing I wanted to point out, for Free Staters who are looking for Christian schools, you know, there's one in Milford there, called Light of the World Christian Academy. If you're looking for where you're going to settle in New Hampshire, you know, I mean, this can be a very important thing, but they have restrictive admission. And if you want to live in a city setting, then there's the Nashua Christian Academy right in downtown Nashua, a big city. So depending on whether you want to live out in the country or in the city.
Well, I'm sure all those who are looking for Christian schools will do a fine job of finding them on their own. But, Tom, any other thoughts?
No, I just want to point those things out.
Great. Sorry I missed you over the weekend, and thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Sam, what's on your mind?
Hey, and I think you're being a little silly on this bong hits for Jesus case.
What do you mean?
There's obviously no reason to protest anything illegal because the government only writes good laws, right?
Yeah, right.
Hey, on my flight home, I'm glad you've got Gardner there. I got to the airport a little bit late, barely made the cutoff, was not able to fly as a selectee home, which I always do, And
that's where you don't show identification and they give you the special search.
Correct, because right. I had actually passed the 30-minute cutoff.
Yeah, you didn't have enough time to screw with them. Got it.
We talked the agent to let me in. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, but as I was going through the search, there was a candle in my bag that they mistook for liquid. And the lady needed to do a bag check. She grabbed my bag and said, I'm going to search this bag. And I said, do you mean may I search this bag? And she said, no, I don't have to ask you. Once you start this process, we can search your bags, and you're not free to leave. You can only go through or deal with us, mm-hmm. basically.
Oh, I don't think that's so. I was given...
Oh, yeah?
You should be able to walk right out.
Try it.
That's what I would think, too, and this is the
They'll
first
keep
time
your
I've
bag.
Heard that. So, Mark, I don't know if she's being serious about that, but if
I think she's
true,
mistaken.
I'm being placed under arrest every time I go through the TSA security. If I'm being held against my will...
No, you're just being detained. There's nothing like the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches and seizures, is there? You know, this is probably going to be selective based on where you are and who controls that particular airport, and you're going to get no addressability if it happens to occur in, let's say, Logan Airport, but doesn't occur in somewhere in South Carolina.
Right.
It's going to be up to them. They'll make up the rules as they play the game, I think.
So do you think this is something to test out or just leave alone?
Wait, to try to, what, to get your bag in the in the process of being searched and then try to leave?
Depends how you value your bag.
Next time I go through as a selectee, I could go through the first checkpoint, and as they start to take my bags away, I can say, stop, I want to leave, please give me my things, and I'm going to go. And just see what happens.
I don't know, man. Oh. I don't know if it's worth testing out, because the way they're going to look at that is, oh, you're a terrorist who is we are going to search your bag.
At the very least, they're
going to
assume you're a drug dealer.
But if I'm really free to leave, why should that be a problem? I mean, sure,
you
can be suspicious, but...
I don't believe you are. I believe what she's saying is the truth, that she would call the TSA goons over to stop you from leaving until that bag was searched. They'll search your bag, make sure you don't have any bombs or drugs or whatever in there, then they might give it back.
They would definitely detain you.
I don't know. I mean, if you want to give it a try and you end up... Just call us before you do it, and then call us afterwards so we know you didn't end up in a gulag or something.
All right, I will.
Thanks, Tom, and good luck. Appreciate hearing from you.
Wow. Oh, man. That's interesting.
Yeah, these guys are dangerous, these TSA people. And even if it's true, even if Tom is right and he's calling her bluff, she may still believe that. And if she still believes it and all the other TSA guys believe that they have the ability to detain you and all that.
I don't even know if they believe it. It would matter if they believed it or not. They would just back her up simply because that's how these government agencies
and
do.
And don't forget, they always have disorderly conduct to throw at you if you get in too much of a hassle.
They would do it to you, and then it would be up to you to take them to court on your dime. Good luck. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
When my son